We're going to go now to a refugee shelter in Mexico with NPR's Carrie Kahn. The majority of refugees in Mexico are Central Americans who are fleeing violence in their home countries, and the numbers have spiked recently. Many refugees say they're staying in Mexico because they don't want to attempt the dangerous trek to the U.S., or, as Carrie tells us, they fear deportation under the Trump administration.
The indoor patio of the Cafamin shelter, run by an order of Catholic nuns in Mexico City, is packed. A young girl plays a well-worn xylophone toy while her mom and sister rest on thin floor mats alongside more than 80 other refugees. The shelter is at more than double its normal capacity. Rita Flores and her six-year-old daughter got here about a month ago, fleeing from Honduras. The gangs tried to make me work for them, Flores says. She told them no, but she says they started demanding half her weekly earnings. She sold sandals out of her house. Then she says they told her she would also have to sell marijuana. When she refused, they came after her. They came to my house, but when they didn't find me, they got in a fight with my brothers. They shot one of them dead, says Flores. Another time when they came looking for her, she says they killed a neighbor. Flores, who was 27, says she had to run. She and her daughter were picked up by Mexican authorities after crossing into the country illegally. She says guards at a detention facility told her she should apply for refugee status, and she did.
La parte de identificación de personas.
Cynthia Perez, a director at COMAR, says the governmental refugee agency is doing a much better job identifying migrants in need. She says that's part of the reason the number of refugees has skyrocketed in recent years. Last year, nearly 9,000 migrants sought refugee protection in Mexico, a more than 60% increase over 2015 figures, which had already jumped nearly 40% over 2014 numbers.
Desde los años 80 que existió el tema del flujo de nacionales de Guatemala.
She says we haven't seen this steady of a rise in refugees since the 1980s, when Guatemalans were pouring over the border, fleeing their country's brutal civil war. But it's not just better information and public service announcements driving the numbers up, says Catherine Ramirez, an attorney at the Cafamin Refugee Center.
A raíz de la llegada de Trump al poder, ya prefieren quedarse aquí en México.
Since Trump took office in the U.S., we've been hearing a lot of people say it's just safer for them to stay here in Mexico than go to the U.S., she says. The rise in Mexican applications coincides with the dramatic drop in the first 3 months of this year in the number of apprehensions at the U.S. southern border. While many credit Trump's tough immigration talk for the drop in the number of border crossers and refugees heading to the U.S., it's not deterring everyone. 23-year-old Milton Figueroa of El Salvador says he's going to leave the shelter soon and head for the U.S. I have a lot of friends in the U.S. and they tell me it's always been difficult. He says they say you just have to hide, but you will find work. With the violence in Central America not abating, the shelter here in Mexico City is bracing for even more refugees. It's building a new wing that will house up to 200. Rita Flores, the mother from Honduras, says she would like to go to the U.S. Her husband and other daughter are there, but she's terrified of being sent back home.
Así he escuchado y eso me llena mucho de miedo. Si deje de Trump, ¿qué dicen?
I keep hearing that Trump is deporting all these people. I'll just stay here, she says. At least I'm safe. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.